and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tensions rising in the Middle East following the early morning killing of Hamas's political leader during a visit to Iran's capital. Israel has not taken responsibility. ABC News national security and defense analyst Mick Mulroy says it follows the killing of a Hezbollah commander in Lebanon.
Obviously, Hezbollah's going to feel like they have to respond to the killing of their senior leader. And now Iran will, because essentially Ismail Haniyeh was their guest to visit on the inauguration day of their new president. So something that almost looks like it was made to embarrass them from the Iranian perspective.
Extreme heat and whipping winds fueling 95 large fires in western states, 19 of them in California. The Park Fire near Chico, now the fifth largest in the state's history. And the Federal Reserve could be poised to issue its first interest rate cut since the pandemic if a key committee determines inflation has eased enough. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost 6 out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underly says schools need more mental health services. A man from Fond du Lac will spend a week in jail for threatening state lawmakers. James Stearns is 75 years old. 2 years ago, he emailed a radio talk show host threatening to kill any state lawmaker who voted in favor of letting teachers and school administrators carry guns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Wisconsin soldier who was declared missing in action in the Korean War is the latest to be identified. The Defense Department's POW/MIA accounting agency announced Tuesday it identified Army Corporal Robert Race of Dodgeville as one of a number of bodies recovered from graves in Korea in 1951. His remains have been at the National Memorial Cemetery in Honolulu, where teams have been working to identify soldiers. Race will have an official military burial in Dodgeville in September. The U.S. Senate passed landmark legislation to protect kids online. Support for a pair of bills was bipartisan and overwhelming, with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson joining 89 other senators in sending the measures to the House. The legislation would force online platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent harms to children, such as bullying, drug addiction, and sexual exploitation, and would expand existing federal privacy protections to include those 16 years old and younger. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers lose to the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross looked good in the first couple of innings, according to manager Pat Murphy. Ross had not pitched since May 20th.
Ball came out really good. He's obviously healthy. I saw a couple 96s, I think, and the ball had some life early. Those first two innings looked fantastic, and I think the Atlanta Braves had a tremendous approach against them. And these are all-star caliber players shooting the ball the other way.
But then Atlanta tagged him for 5 runs on 8 hits and went on to win 5-1 last night at AmFam Field. Jared Kelnick, who grew up in Waukesha, had a home run for Atlanta, said he had about 80 family and friends in the stands, including teachers he had in middle school. Game 3 this afternoon. NFL, Packers giving their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan, a look at right guard. Jaire Alexander says he's excited so far about the new defense. How good can they be?
It's hard to say right now, man, but, you know, at the end of the day, I see us hoisting that trophy on my birthday, February 9th.
That's Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 85.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
All right, quite low, don't be nervous. You got this. You got this. Here we go. Ready? You can do this. Here we go. Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Wednesday, July 31st, and as the camel would say, it is...
Hall Day!
A great day to be a Wisconsinite, along with producer-engineer extraordinaire Aaron Zommers high above State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 12, and lots to get to today. Civic Media disclaimer. Civic Media neither condones nor wants anything to do with impersonations of our talk show hosts, especially by other talk show hosts. We apologize for Pat Kreitlow and to Todd Albaugh. Let this be a lesson for him never to let the host of Up North News Radio fill in for him ever again.
For what it's worth, I think.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Doing well. Yeah, I think that was a pretty good Todd impression there.
I don't know. I got no reaction out of Trigview whatsoever. So I'm.
You know what? This is weird. I had no idea. Pat is hosting. It fits with the rest of the week. Weirdness everywhere, Pat.
I had no idea either. You just popped up on my screen. I was expressly told you were behind an iron curtain someplace.
Former
Iron Curtain, yes. That is the voice of Trygve Olsen and an internet connection that sounds like it might be based out of Lithuania. Can you confirm or deny that,
I have.
Yes, it's. I'll take that as a confirmation.
I'll take that as a confirmation as well. Let me tell you what, since there's clearly a delay here, I'm going to give Trygve plenty of warning that I'm going to shut up for a moment and then let him say anything he wants about either where he is or what his impression is. And then we will officially start the show. Trygve, what have you got to say for yourself on the Toddless Alba Show? And now there is a pause and we wait. And yeah.
I think Radio's we might have lost him.
Radio's funny that way. Okay, well, here we go. From the beginning, it's 12:08. Good afternoon. I'm Pat Kreitlow filling in for Todd Albaugh. I've always wanted to do that, and he will never let me co-host again. Tony and Ashland is right, commenting on YouTube. Don't say weird, because Elon will ban you. Yes, so we'll avoid that terminology. Anyway, for those folks that aren't familiar, or maybe you only hear me on with Todd Wednesday afternoons for the first few minutes of his show, my name is Pat Kreitlow. I'm the host of Up North News Radio. I'm the founding editor of Up North News, a separate entity from Civic Media, but we are thrilled to partner with them every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m., don't make my day any longer than it has to be, 6 to 8 a.m., and then the rest of the day, You can find what my team does over at upnorthnewswi.com or follow Up North News on social media for posts throughout the day. It's nice to be here. Nice to fill in for Todd while he's getting in some very well-deserved time with a little bit of outdoor baseball the way it was meant to be. And hopefully having a good time there. I do miss day baseball in Milwaukee. When we lived there in the late 80s, early 90s, while my wife was attending the Medical College of Wisconsin, it was so nice to have, you know, the convenience of getting to a day game every now and then, because I worked at a billboard company, which was at that time on Wisconsin Avenue, right at the stadium freeway. And we would occasionally sneak down there and catch a game. But I'm also well aware that day baseball in Milwaukee, that commute along I-94 is crazy enough already. Then you add the crowd leaving a day baseball game. And if that's not an advertisement for public transportation or working from home, I don't know what is. Mr. Zomers, former Up North News radio morning show producer who has a much more humane alarm time now, how are you?
Doing well. I will say I do enjoy that more humane alarm time, although mm-hmm. with it occasionally comes the responsibility of also producing some evening or even very late night content for civic media, which is a different kind of trade-off.
Yeah, they stopped asking me about that. Hey, we're going to do this special report at 8 p.m. Can you join us? No, I'm in pajamas and I'm just about cashed out. So having said that, now I was foolish enough last week to change my mind and say that I will indeed go to the Democratic Convention in Chicago, which is going to involve, as you know, at conventions, everything runs well into the wee smalls, and then you got a radio show at 6 a.m. So I don't know who's going to be in the hotel rooms on either side of me, but whether they like it or not, they're going to be getting a 6 a.m. radio show. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, especially since I believe the DNC is kicking things off starting later in the day than the RNC did, but I might be wrong about that.
Look, however it happens, it's going to be a lot different than it was early on. You could call what do you call it? Commalamentum, I guess, is what we'll call it, which is what's building the crowd and building the interest in the convention. And the vice president said yesterday through a statement that she's going to pick her running mate sometime between now and next Tuesday. And that's because next Tuesday, she and the yet to be named running mate will campaign together, starting in Philadelphia, but then hitting several locations after that, including, they specifically mentioned, Western Wisconsin. So sometime over the next several days, we're going to see the new Democratic ticket campaigning in the Badger State, which only once again reaffirms something that I say over and over and over again, because I can't say it enough to every Wisconsin voter: your vote matters. And I know you say, well, I vote. Of course you do. But clearly some people don't. Even when we have turnout of north of 70%, which is unheard of in the country, even for a presidential election. But even then, that's still nearly 3 out of 10 people staying home. And we need to do everything possible to not let that happen. You know, we're a participation sport here in a democracy. And not just in November, by the way. Same goes for August. There's a big election on August 13th. There are primaries, Democrats in the 3rd Congressional District, Republicans in the 8th Congressional District, legislative races around the state, but also statewide. Every voter is being asked to weigh in on a pair of state constitutional amendments, which would allow Republicans in the legislature, who have already decided to sit on millions and sometimes billions of dollars at times, would enable them to sit on more money, in this case, federal money coming to Wisconsin, and say, nah, we don't feel like it. We don't feel like helping out, you know, farmers affected by disaster. We don't feel like helping small businesses affected by a pandemic. We're going to micromanage this the way they're micromanaging state dollars right now. In case Todd hasn't talked about it nearly as much as I do over here, but I'm always banging the drum on this one. Your Republican state legislators are sitting on $125 million right now that was approved over a year ago to clean up PFAS-contaminated water in this state. for a year. They would rather have PFAS-contaminated water in Wisconsin than have to say, well, Governor Evers has a line item veto, so he does get a say in how that money is spent. $50 million for literacy programs across Wisconsin, $15 million for hospitals in the Chippewa Valley. That's all money that they're sitting on right now, and if these constitutional amendments pass, they'll get to sit on more money that comes in this case, from the federal government. So, yes, I really think you should go vote on August 13th as well as November 5th. Well, speaking of the November election, the presidential one, former President Donald Trump is on his way to Chicago. Well, should be in Chicago by now. He's going to be speaking shortly to a conference, not just any conference, the National Association of Black Journalists. There are many members of the National Association of Black Journalists not happy about this. Some have actually ended their membership in protest. And here's what former President Trump had to say about that on the dumpster fire once known as Twitter. He posted this. Crazy Kamala disrespectfully refused to attend the National Association of Black Journalists Conference, but I am on my way to meet with them now in Chicago, because of which she'll probably end up doing. She has no choice, but remember, it is only for that reason. I'm not sure I really understand all of what he said at the end there. But again, referring to your opponent as Crazy Kamala and somebody that he has said previously has, you know, a low IQ and has otherwise belittled her intelligence. In other words, she's a woman. And the way that he purposefully mispronounces her name and says it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, but it's that lack of respect that he's bringing into the National Association of Black Journalists Conference, where he will again lay out all of his grievances about the way that he is unfairly covered. Unfairly covered, for example, like talking about Project 2025, which is an entire blueprint for a second Trump administration put together by many groups, many of them led by people who worked in the Trump administration. And yet, Donald Trump is saying, oh, what are you talking about? No, Project 25, is it? And yesterday, one of the leaders behind the project was let go. Because you've seen the hashtag. I know you've seen the hashtag. Everything Trump touches dies. It alludes to, by and large, all the many people who have been working for Donald Trump, loyal to Donald Trump, and they've been thanked by being thrown under a bus like this guy from Project 2025 yesterday. But don't for a moment be fooled into thinking that this 900-page document is going to just go away. I mean, I know Todd has probably talked about this at length, and surely you've heard some more about it by now. We were talking on Up North News Radio this morning with Melissa Baldoff in our weekly feature about the climate. And we talked about the section on the National Weather Service and its parent agency, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And in Project 2025, they just say straight up, get rid of NOAA because it's behind the push to alarm people about the climate, and that's bad for the economy. And so for that, they want to abolish the parent company of the National Weather Service. One of many examples. And if you think some of these examples wouldn't come to fruition, then you were asleep during the first Trump term. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, big rally in Atlanta yesterday, last night with about 10,000 people. We'll hear some of her remarks coming up. We might even revisit a couple of Trump comments as well from a couple of days earlier, just for a little compare and contrast. This is, as Aaron Zommers puts it, the Toddless Alba Show. I'm Pat Kreitlow here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I neglected in filling in for Todd Alba here. This is Pat Kreitlow to tell you how to reach the show. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And I give you that now and forgot earlier because, frankly, at 6:06 in the morning, it's a little bit tougher for folks to get the sleep out of their ears and pick up the phone and call in. So you hear a lot of the yammering that you heard over the past 13 minutes. But we can fix that by putting other voices on through your phone calls, like Jack and Merrimack, Mr. Zommers, if he is still on the line. And if so, having gotten the big thumbs up over the screen from Aaron, Jack and Merrimack, good afternoon. And thanks for calling in. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I was actually listening earlier this morning, although I only didn't honestly catch the second half of your morning show. But I want to say, first of all, anybody that believes that if Trump gets in, that Project 2025 won't be implemented as soon as possible, I wonder what planet they've been living on for the last 8 years. And by the way, if it does get implemented, given the effects on the environment alone, they'll wish they've been living on another planet, too. And one of the things that is most dangerous, and it's not really emphasized enough, in my opinion, about Project 2025, is that all results of scientific and regulatory studies will be required to have results that are only in agreement with conservative principles. In other words, here's what we want you to show. Now, either dig up the data or torque the data as much as you can to show this. And given conservative, that is another way for saying, let's just let the corporations and the big money interests do everything that they want to do. If people think, well, I'm a upper middle class white guy, this is not going to affect me. Again, they're in for a rude awakening. This, if you look at all the things this thing promises to do, it's going to affect every single aspect of everybody else, everybody's life, including yours. And once this happens, given Bannon and Ingram proposal for a 50-year MAGA rule, you're not going to be able to get out of it. And especially considering what Trump said, which is, you won't have to vote again in another 4 years if you vote for me now. I mean, this is the most dangerous situation I have ever seen in all my years on this planet. This Project 2025 is crazy.
It is, and without a doubt. And you're absolutely right about it affecting everybody, well, nearly everybody, below a certain income threshold. I would call it the Hovde level. So you don't have to be a billionaire, but if you're a mega millionaire, you'll probably be all right. But I'm amazed at the number of people making, I don't know, $80,000, $150,000, who think that they won't be impacted by this, and they could not be more wrong, and really ought to be reading more of this plan to find out just how that would happen, Jack. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great day. All right, Kamala Harris was in Atlanta last night, so let's play a little bit of what she had to say and get a feel for the messaging that is going to result, okay? we've heard Trump's messaging. It's doom and gloom. Everything is terrible. I'm the only person who can fix it, even though I didn't the first time around. And then something about sharks and electric boat motors and Hannibal Lecter. Let's play what leadership might sound like. It might sound like somebody who doesn't just scream, inflation, inflation, but actually looks at the causes of it, which, by the way, is not the government investments in things like broadband and infrastructure and childcare and all of that. No, it's coming from other levels, and Vice President Harris seems to understand that, and here's how she's going to help with high prices from the moment she gets into office, based on her remarks last night.
On day one, I will take on price gouging and bring down costs. We will ban more of those hidden fees and surprise late charges that banks and other companies use to pad their profits. We will take on corporate landlords and cap unfair rent increases. And we will take on Big Pharma to cap prescription drug costs for all Americans. Our plan will lower costs and save many middle-class families thousands of dollars a year. But Donald Trump has a different plan in mind, one that would raise prices on middle-class families.
I'll take it from there, what the vice president means by why would Trump actually raise prices on middle-class families? Because of how he claims he's going to be attacking inflation, that he's going to put tariffs on imported goods, which we still are going to need to import. There are still plenty of things that we don't make those things here yet, or we prefer to buy things that are imported. The other countries, the makers, they don't pay those tariffs. The consumer does. Trump promising tariffs is raising a promise to raise your prices. The other thing I liked about what I heard last night from the vice president is that she's taking a backseat to nobody on the border because, again, she's aware that there was a bipartisan bill, a real bill, the best possible outcome for a bipartisan border bill, because neither side is going to get everything they want unless you suddenly have 60 votes in the Senate, and there's nobody that's going to get 60 votes in the Senate, so you need a compromise. And a great compromise was there. People on both sides gave up things that were near and dear to get there, but because we want to address the issue. And Kamala Harris knows what happened, and she picks the baton up and runs with it from there.
So here is my pledge to you. As president, I will bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump killed, and I will sign it into law and show Donald Trump what real leadership looks like.
Because again, as I say often early in the mornings here, I don't understand why Trump didn't feel like he could allow this bill to go through and take a victory lap. He could have taken a victory lap. Biden would have taken a victory lap. Democrats and Republicans together would have said, look how we came together. It's not often that it happens. So when it does, incumbents from both sides are more than happy to talk about it. In much the same way, I'll never understand why Donald Trump never put forth a real infrastructure bill. He always talked about being a builder, and yet he was never serious about it. He was never serious about replacing the Affordable Care Act. He never put forward a credible plan that did the same things for coverage, but cost less. Because for him, and for too many Republicans nowadays, it's just about being in power. We'll talk more about that, some of his remarks, and some of the weirdness coming from the Republican side in a congressional race as well. We'll talk about this new TV ad for a Republican candidate in the 8th Congressional District in just a bit. I'm Pat Kreitlow. I'm in for Todd Alba on the conveniently named Todd Alba Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Wednesday. Have you heard of Nate the Hoof Guy? That's the social media handle for Nathan Rinaldo. He is a viral hoof trimmer based in Wisconsin, famous for his hoof trimming videos on social media. We're talking millions and millions of views. Nate tells me that he started out filming his work as an educational tool for dairy farmers, but now he finds himself bridging the gap between consumers and where their food comes from. At first, he was surprised that a non-farm audience with no livestock was so fascinated by hoof trimming.
Yeah, that's the part that I didn't see coming, was that people that didn't know what it was would be the ones that are actually interested in it. And that's really the key to it. They had something they'd never seen before. It was a career that they never knew existed. And then just the intrigue around what was happening, I think, is what drew them in. And that's why it became as popular as it was.
Nathan Rinaldo taking some time with us, otherwise known as Nate the Hoof Guy. Stick around. We'll take a look at what commodity markets are doing next.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wednesday from Chicago, grain markets are slipping. Cash corn is trading down 6.5 cents at 3.82 1/4. December new crop corn is down 6.25 cents at 3.98 3/4. Cash soybeans are trading down 4 cents at 10.23 1/4. November new crop soybeans down 2.5 at 10.18 3/4. And cash and new crop wheat is trading down 1¢ 1/4 at 5.22 3/4. The Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. The August contract is down 2 cents at $20.69 a hundredweight. The September Class 3 milk contract is trading up a nickel at $21.76 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to October, that's up 3 cents at $21.48 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. And there is a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 85.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small...
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. Todd off today, enjoying
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.